Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
All right, we are here at Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Still plenty of time to come on down, grab a Paula's Donut, some coffee. Got WGR swag, merch, whatever you want to call it there. Guess you can spin a wheel and walk home with something. You're going to get something. Just come on down. And they need 25 Kia deals, okay, between now and soon. When is... Tomorrow. Now tomorrow. Halloween. 25 Kia deals between now and tomorrow. Halloween. That's right. So come on down and make this happen for me and for us, okay? 25 Kia deals here in 2025. Northtown Kia specializes in all credit situations, and Kia CPO vehicles are backed by a 10-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, starting from the original in-service date in 0 miles. Get peace of mind for every mile at Northtown Kia. Come on by. Say hi. Bills Chiefs, 4:25 p.m. And in Orchard Park, Highmark Stadium on CBS. We just heard from Tracy Wolfson. She'll be on the call with Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. And, of course, part of the CBS affiliate team in Rochester, WROC-TV, is our guy Thad Brown. He joins me now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Morning, man. If I had known there were donuts, I would have done this in person. You should have let me know when you asked.
Yeah, well, hey, there you go. I'll bring you a donut next time I see you to make sure. They're very, very good, Paula's Donuts. All right, so Bills, Chiefs, 4:25 p.m. Tracy just said something interesting. She said, given the fact that the Bills are in second place in their division and the Chiefs are in third place in their division, she said, I can make the argument that this is as big of a game, regular season game, and what's at stake than there has been in this era of Bills, Chiefs, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes football. Would you agree with that?
I think there's an – I would agree that there's an argument for it. I don't know how seriously I take – now, look, I like the Chargers and Broncos, and I think the Patriots have been pretty good. So I don't want to dismiss their chances. But, you know, the New England's got to win a few more games against – maybe not a few, at least another game against a team that can walk and chew gum at the same time before I really, really look at them as a serious threat. They're a threat for sure. And the way the Chiefs have played lately, you almost feel like it's a matter of time before they're at the top of the division. The other part of this is, too – you know, even if they don't win the division, I don't – like the way the AFC breaks down right now, pretty much the wild card teams are going to be whoever doesn't win the division of Denver, Chargers, Chiefs, Bills, Patriots. So, you know, these two teams are probably going to the playoffs no matter what happens in this game. So I don't want to put too much emphasis on this. And then there's also the caveat that, you know, the last few times they played each other, the team that wins in the regular season loses to the other team in the playoffs. So there's already the historical precedent that – taking this regular season game and making it, you know, bigger than just another game probably doesn't make a lot of sense. So I don't really want to go there with it. You know, I think the other thing, too, is maybe not the more recent versions of this game, but there were a couple when the Bills were first ascending to where beating the Chiefs, and especially beating the Chiefs in Kansas City, meant something to where they were. So I think, you know, those games in terms of regular season importance were bigger than where we're at now, which, you know, that we've done this game so many darn times now that, you know, I was talking to some of the people in the office yesterday here in Rochester that, you know, a lot of the stories of this game we've done. You know, we've done the, you know, facing the Chiefs for the first time, what's it like to be in this game. When the Bills say this is just another game, it's a heck of a lot easier for me to believe them right now because of the number of times that we've done this before.
Thad Brown of the Western Hotline. Thad, I'm glad you're on because we just had breaking news coming from your neck of the woods. The Bills have announced a 3-year extension with St. John Fisher University just as we started talking.
Awesome. Yeah, this was expected. It's been talked about since the summertime. The thing with the Sean McDermott likes coming to Fisher. He likes having his team have that, you know, a couple weeks of bonding. He likes the setup. He likes the way it builds culture. And I think as long as Sean McDermott is pro that, then the Bills coming to Fisher is something that is going to be happening for a while. Since COVID, the two sides have been going on a 1-year agreement every year. Just, we're going to come back this year. They talk at the end of the season and sometime in February or March, they would agree to a new 1-year agreement. But like I said, over the summer, there was talk that a long-term extension was in the offing. To be honest, I might be a touch surprised that it was only 3 and not 5 years. But either way, this is another indication that the Bills want to be at Fisher. Obviously, Rochester loves to have them. I've told you before, and anyone who asks, I will tell you that in this city, having the Bills here, even for that two-week, two-and-a-half-week span, whatever it is a big source of pride around here. And for St. John Fisher, you know, not only is it a source of pride, but I'm sure it's an economic driver in a number of ways. So everybody on our end of the equation loves it and will do it as often as the Bills want to do it. And clearly Sean McDermott wants to keep doing it. So this is going to be, even though it's only for 3 years, I think that the Bills will be doing camp at Fisher as long as Sean McDermott is the head coach.
Do you know what I'm really happy about? I'm really happy to go there, obviously. But honestly, like, there's been so much talk from fans who have who've had a belief. And I know that it's not an unfounded, like, I get it, that as soon as this new stadium is being built, there's no way they would do that. They would just have everything here, like all these other teams. And I know I've said, and you said, no, what you just said, they like going away. Like, don't be surprised. And there's not a lot of room here. This is going to at least squash all of that for the next few years. I like that part of it, too.
Yeah, for sure. And look, there's an understandable part of it that there is a significant allocation of resources to building that new stadium, and you want to make the most use of it as you can. So, you know, that was a very logical thought to the future of camp, you know, maybe 18, 24 months ago. But from what I've been hearing over the last year or so, and you know, this just confirms it, I don't think the camp plans are going to change for quite a while.
Thad Brown on the West Hur Hotline. All right, Thad. So Gabe Davis comes back to practice. He is no longer on practice squad injured. He's on the practice squad. I mean, after last week and Max Harrison just going bam, bam, bam and playing, I would give it a chance. Maybe you could see him this Sunday. A, do you think that's possible? And B, what do you think the impact could be if and when I think that Gabe Davis is going to play on the active roster at some point?
I don't think it'd be this Sunday. I don't think he'd be quite ready for that. It's been a long road coming back for him. You know, it's not like, you know, Max Harrison injury was minor. He had a bye week kind of before, you know, the practice window opened. So we kind of felt like that this was something the Bills were doing maybe a little on the conservative side to give him time to get healthy anyway. So I don't think it'll be this week. It could be. It's definitely possible. As for the impact, I'm not sure. You know, I know Gabe can obviously play in this league. He's familiar with what the Bills want to do. You know, part of adding any receiver, which has been a big topic of conversation, obviously, for a number of people in Western New York, is that if you do that, you have to take one of Keon, Khalil Shakir, or Josh Palmer off the field. Now, Palmer's injured, so he's conveniently off the field anyway. But in terms of the long-term impact of bringing a new receiver in, you're not going to take Khalil Shakir off the field. He's the most dependable guy the Bills got in that part of the game. Taking Keon or Josh Palmer off the field is an early admission of a significant asset spend that is not working out. Doesn't mean the Bills won't do it, but it is part of the equation. And as for Gabe Davis, he at the very least offers some quality size depth. You know, Curtis Samuel and Elijah Moore have kind of been rotating around in that fourth, fifth receiver spot. They don't offer you anything in terms of blocking in the run game or, you know, being able necessarily to be a more of a traditional X-type receiver where Gabe Davis can do that. So there is help there. But adding Gabe Davis to me doesn't really change the equation of what the Bills are doing offensively. It's just another solid, respectable, competent professional that will replace the other guys, which have pretty much been that already. So if this is the solution for the Bills, I would be disappointed, even if I wouldn't be shocked at all if Gabe Davis gets a very extended look to be a more of a contributor than what the Bills have already.
And if it is the solution, it's going to obviously really bring a lot of, you know, ire from fans, because fans want a wide receiver traded for. Where do you fall on, you know, how much they should be willing to look into that, or at least I should say really be active on that as far as resources are concerned, and what type of player they should be looking for?
I'm calling for everybody who I think is available. I'm at least calling. Okay. Because this is not only maybe the number one need, but I think this is the player where I think you can get the most immediate impact because of how constricted the offense appears. The Bills can run the heck out of the ball. We know that. The offensive line is great. James Cook is great. You know, end of story, end of sentence. But what they have downfield outside of Shakir just has not been good enough, and Dalton Kincaid to a lesser extent. If you add in, you know, a real impact receiver, you know, I really think it takes this offense to elite, do whatever you need to do all the way in deep into January, you know, type level. It doesn't mean that adding on a defense can't help, but on defense, you know, I think you'd have to make multiple moves there. You have to bring in a defensive tackle and maybe a safety or, you know, corner if you're not quite sure on Max Hairston in terms of his long-term reliability as a solution. So if you want to talk about one guy that can really make a difference, I think receiver is probably the best opportunity to do that. That said, that one guy is probably going to be pretty difficult to acquire. It's going to be a heck of a lot easier with the assets and the cap space the Bills have to find a defensive tackle to help out with the problem there or to locate a safety. So it's a tough call. I don't envy Brandon Bean's spot this time around because it feels like there are more needs than the Bills have had in the last couple of trade deadlines. But to me, if you're going to plant my flag somewhere, it's going to be find an impact receiver and see if that can, you know, put your offense at ludicrous speed.
What about a defensive tackle? Is that a position you think? Now, they did obviously sign Jordan Phillips to the 53-man roster, but it's an area where they're still a little thin, especially considering the injury to Daquan Jones. We don't expect him to play this week. We'll see how the week unfolds. We know that Noah Oliver's there. Is that an area where you think that they should look outside the organization or kind of keep balancing it internally given the resources?
Part of that is you know, what is the injury situation with Daquan Jones and T.J. Sanders? How soon do they expect both those guys back? Because if you bring those two back, you know, you do have what the Bills at least would envision as a pretty competent rotation. I mean, you'd have, you know, Daquan and, you know, Deion Walker could ostensibly be the top two guys, and T.J. Sanders and Larry Ogunjobi after that. It's not going to excite anybody in terms of a defensive tackle rotation, at least how the guys are, you know, currently playing. I mean, a year or two from now, T.J. Sanders and Deion Walker could be an entirely different conversation at D-tackle. But you'd have bodies, you know, depending on how soon those guys are going to be back. But if Daquan Jones is going to be another couple weeks, if T.J. Sanders is a guy that's not going to be available until deep into December, then, yeah, just to be functional, you probably need to bring somebody else in there. I mean, signing Jordan Phillips to the active roster was the bare minimum of covering for defensive tackle. So it depends on how soon the two guys they have that they expect to be able to use there are going to be back. But, yeah, I'd be looking around for defensive tackle too, which makes the receiver conversation a little more complicated, because if you're spending assets on the tackle, do you still have pieces left that you can spend at receiver? I mean, you can, but how much of your future do you want to mortgage on a team that's going to be cash-strapped for the foreseeable future that needs to hit on these draft picks to continue to stay functional? It's a spot that I think 25 other GMs would gladly trade for, but it is not the easiest of positions for sure.
Let's talk about a couple of things Sean McDermott said recently. I thought it was notable yesterday. He was specifically asked about Terrell Bernard and his, you know, he didn't play last week. They said early in the game, we found out he was available on an emergency basis. He did suit up. He was active. He didn't play. It was Shaq Thompson. It was Joe Andreessen and Dorian Williams. And then this week in the media room, Sean was asked specifically, like, hey, when he's back, essentially, is it his job when he returns? I remember how it was phrased. Sean didn't kind of say that, though, Thad. He basically said, well, you know, he sees the field like a coach, and he's a leader out there, and all those really great things that you say. And I don't know. Am I reading too much into it? Think that's kind of notable for Sean McDermott to say it like that?
So after you brought this up to me, I went back and listened to it yesterday just to get the exact tone and everything. And I think the way he answered it was a little more about the injury. So to answer your question, am I reading too much into it? Maybe a little. But you're right in the fact that he never once made it clear that that's Terrell Bernard's job and the Bills are fully confident with him doing it going forward. And I think it's a combination of, you know, Terrell Bernard probably has not had the year, health-wise or otherwise, that people would have hoped. But as we talked about yesterday, the best linebacker on this team right now is Shaq Thompson, and that's, mm-hmm. I think, inarguable. And to be honest, I think Dorian Williams has played better than expected. And the Bills played that game yesterday without their two top linebackers and put together one of their better defensive performances of the year. And that's a credit to where Shaq Thompson and Dorian Williams are at linebacker. And I don't know if you had all four guys fully healthy, if Sean McDermott would right now with a blanket statement say Terrell Bernard and maybe Matt Milano are out, but that's absolutely a consideration with what the Bills have seen from the four guys they've gotten. The two guys who are backing up the starters have been really, really close to that level to where it wouldn't stun me to see any combo that you can dream up, you know, going forward from here. So, you know, if Shaq Thompson keeps playing the way he's been playing, it's just, frankly, it's hard to keep him off the field. And if that's at the expense of Terrell Bernard, there is a world where that makes some sense.
Okay, the other thing that we asked him about was right after the game, calling plays. It appeared from people watching TV, and then we got word on the sidelines, hey, let's take a look at this. And I couldn't tell necessarily, was Sean McDermott calling the defensive plays? He always has a play sheet in his hand. But I get why people, you know, felt that, because it seemed like it was kind of him talking more than normal. And then we asked him, and he said it's a joint effort. He did not deny him having a role in calling plays. He didn't outright say he's doing it, though. He said it's a joint effort. What do you make of all that?
So, number one, you know, for all the McDermott skeptics out there, this was a little kerosene for the fire, because right after the Atlanta game, he was asked point blank, you know, have you considered taking play calling duties away from Bobby Babich? And he said no. Now, that was after the game where Bijan Robinson ran for like 10,000 yards in a new car. Well, this week, after the Bills hold Carolina to 9 points, 7 sacks, 3 turnovers, now Sean McDermott says that it's a joint effort. So whether that's relevant to, you know, what the Bills are going to do going forward on defense, I don't know. But if you're a McDermott skeptic out there, you can certainly say, there he is again. The thing about this is, I would imagine that there are multiple times where the head coach is going to talk to the defensive coordinator about whatever, whether, especially Monday through Saturday, but even during a game when the offense is on the field at halftime, during one of the 18 timeouts you have during a game, I'm sure Sean McDermott is talking about, I want to do this, let's try this. Even to the point where going into a series, he might say, hey, if we get third and long this time, I want to run this. The question that I have is, there are a number of times in a game where you don't have the time for that conversation. So, for example, if it's 27-24, minute 30 to go, 3rd and 4 for the Chiefs at the Buffalo 40, and the Chiefs are running hurry up, I don't imagine Sean McDermott and Bobby Babich are having an extended conversation about what to call. One of the two of them is making the call. And right now, we don't know the answer about who that is. I don't know if it matters much. I think both guys can do the job. But that, who is making that call in that spot, that's the thing that's in question right now.
Thad Brown on the West Her Hotline joining me, talking about the Bills and the Chiefs Sunday at 4 p.m. I'm glad that you said that he ran for 10,000 yards in a new car, because you can come down here to Northtown Kia. That's where I'm sitting right now. And, Thad, you couldn't take advantage of the donuts, but you can always take advantage of the Amherst Resale Center, Northtown's newest location for used cars. Check out over 20 quality vehicles priced under $15,000, perfect for first-time buyers, students, or anyone looking for a dependable set of wheels without breaking the bank. You have a daughter now going to college, right? Is she started college this year or last year?
This year, yeah, she's been at Binghamton for what, 2.5 months now. Yeah, yeah, and enjoying it for sure. I mean, going through some of the growing pains that I think any teenager goes through, being on their own for the first time. But she was very excited to go there, and I will. I think as many 18-year-olds would, or as you would expect with many 18-year-olds, she's not too unhappy with being away from mom and dad for an extended period of time. So it's going well.
I totally get that. All right, so let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. Actually, real quick, on defense, Jordan Hancock, you expect him to sprinkle more in than what we've seen last week a little bit there with he? I mean, third play of the game he comes in for Jordan Poyer. It's a passing down, but do you expect more of that going forward?
I think, I don't know about more, but I think it'll continue to happen as long as Taylor Rapp is out. And, you know, he did have, they talked about it, that touchdown-saving tackle on the one breakaway run that the Panthers had in the second quarter there. It wasn't, now I will say, it was not the greatest angle he took, but he made the tackle, which is what you need. So, you know, Jordan Poyer, I know the Bills trust him. I know they feel like that he knows what he's doing, where to be, but obviously he's on very much the backside of his career athletically. Whereas Jordan Hancock, you know, he came into the league as kind of a nickel safety hybrid. I always thought he'd be much better as a safety. Well, now the door is open to kind of see if that's the case. So I think the Bills will still certainly continue to try it.
All right, let's look at the other side of the ball here, because obviously Joe Brady is facing a lot of ire from fans, especially after he said he has no concerns about the passing game. Now, I think that's a lot of coach speak. You want to show faith in your guys, and, you know, they are still winning football games, you know, for the most part. They're 5-2. But you do have Josh Allen, your MVP quarterback. Seems like they can't throw the ball downfield. There's always some blame to go around, Thad. We know that. But from your standpoint, when you watch games, when you watch film, is it more of a scheme issue? Is it more of a player issue? Is it even maybe even more of a quarterback issue?
Yeah, I think it's more of a player issue. And going back to the way Brady talked about it, you know, he said later, I think it was this week, he said, look, if I don't have confidence in my guys, how are they going to have confidence in themselves? And
right.
I think that's
yep.
one of the smartest things he said. And I think he's totally right about that. As for the problem, the way I see it is there are not enough guys who are winning down the field, point blank, period, end of story. And this is including, you know, Khalil Shakir, Dalton Kincaid. They are better than the rest of the group, but they're still not, you know, high level in that way. Shakir's really good at breaking down his zone, not quite as good when he gets going against man coverage. So the way it looks to me is that, and Josh Allen talked about this, not directly, but if you read between the lines, after the, you know, Carolina game, he said, look, you know, there are times when I get too eager to make a play, when I'm not trusting what's downfield. And he's trying to put it on him. The way I see it as Josh Allen is telling you that there are too many times when I drop back and I look downfield and I go through my options, I'm saying, I'm losing there, I'm losing there, I'm losing there, I'm losing there. And the only option he feels like he has to make it work is the scramble. And you're seeing it. There were two or three plays where he left the pocket when there was absolutely zero pressure. It feels like, and I've been using this analogy all week, Sal, you remember when you were growing up, there were those games that you play at home where it's like a little plastic container filled with water, and you got to kind of like let the basketballs float down into the
yes.
basket. And
yes.
as the ball, like if it's going bad for you, right, you see the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The ball is just trailing the wrong way. The only way to fix it is to shake the thing up really fast. Like, maybe this will help. When Josh Allen scrambles, that's him shaking things up. That's the only option he's got, because the way it looks in structure is just not working. And the tough part is that the Bills have a really good offensive line that generally gives Allen a ton of time that he can't take advantage of, because sitting back in the pocket is just a losing proposition for him. So the problems you have down the field are now bleeding into the protection, what the quarterback is trying to do, how he executes the offense. And I don't see how this gets better without bringing in a new body, because for the most part, these receiving options are mostly entrenched in how they are, how effective they are, what they do well, and just they don't do the things well enough. The Bills need to unlock to just find a release valve for this passing game.
Hey, before I let you go, Lenny Ruff says Noah Oslin will go back down to Rochester. Amherst off to a good start, 6-2, and Isaac Rosin, 5 goals, 7 assists over the first 8 games. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, Isaac Rosin, by the way.
Bye, thank you. I always do that. I'm sorry.
He's got, like, the most difficult name that I've ever seen in hockey to pronounce, and I know exactly what I'm saying. Look, he's probably too good for this league right now, bottom line. You know, I know that the Sabres have looked at him a little bit in Buffalo, but as a AHL player, as a AAA player, you know, he is as talented as it gets. And this team, you know, again, with Devin Levi down here again, this is a team that not only is very talented for this level, but they're now pretty experienced, especially at the top, for, you know, how to operate, what works here. And look, I'll tell you what, as a Rochester guy, as someone who covers this team, if we get Levi and Rosane and this team into April and May, I am prepared for another long playoff run. I mean, they're really fun. They're really good. You know, obviously the vagaries of hockey season and injuries and anything else will change that. But the Amherst are, and it's unusual because this team is usually talented, but young and inexperienced. And this year, they're talented, young, and with a decent measure of experience. So it does make it exciting, at least the way things are set up for Rochester fans right now.
All right, Sunday, Bills Chiefs, 4:25 p.m. on CBS, WROC-TV in Rochester, of course, where you can catch it. Also, Bills Kickoff Live. We're going to have a show still at 11 a.m., right?
Absolutely. Yeah, every week.
All right, so make sure people are tuned into that. And Thad, tell everybody where else they can follow you and all the great content you're providing for Bills fans.
Yeah, Thad Brown 7 on X, Instagram. Also, we have a new digital channel, Rochester First. You download it to your Roku, your Fire Stick, your Apple TV. We have our Bills recap show there. We also do daily content, Monday through Thursday, half-hour show. You can find it on WIVB Plus 2 in Buffalo every night, 8:30 or 9. I think it's 8:30. We wrap up the day in whatever is going on with the Bills, talk about that week's game, opinions. You'll see Josh Reed, Carl Jones, occasionally Matt Parrino on there too, all the guys here in Rochester. So a ton of stuff Bills-wise going on, at least in my life for now.
All right, buddy. I'll see you Sunday. I'll save you a donut, all right? Thanks for doing this
today. Appreciate it.
You got it. Thad Brown right there. All right, good guy right there, Thad Brown. Okay, we'll take a timeout here. Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. That's where I am, Sal Capaccio, in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Paul Hamilton coming up. We're going to talk Sabres-Bruins tonight. Sabres are in Beantown to take on the Boston Bruins, a chance to climb over 500 here for the first time this year. We'll see if they can do that. We'll hear about it on the radio, and we'll hear from Paul Hamilton next on WGR. All right. Welcome back here to Northtown Kia. I almost missed my cue there. I was talking with some fine customers and fans of WGR that came by, listeners, to say hi at Northtown Kia. Come on down. 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. Sal Capaccio with you. October is the month to get a Northtown Kia and get here for 0% financing on virtually every model. Get here through Saturday to get great financing through Northtown Kia on almost every new Kia in stock. Told you, my mom was just here walking around. She's looking at some of the hybrids they got going on. Some beautiful cars here. I love my Sorento that I drive. Got it from Northtown Kia last year. It's beautiful. I mean, come on down, folks. It's got some great deals here. I'm here for another half hour. We got Paul's Donuts here. We got Spinning the Wheel. You can grab some WGR merch. And we got Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline right now, who joins me to talk Sabres Bruins tonight. Paul, I love what you said to Jeremy and Joe, and I agree. I mean, as far as a must-win game 10 games into a season, this kind of might be it, because you can't take yourself seriously if you can't beat the Boston Bruins after 2 tries this early in the season. And by the way, good morning.
Good morning, and absolutely. Look at what happened. Boston won their first 3 games. The Sabres was the third game. Right after that, they lost 6 in a row. Now they've lost, or they've won 2 out of 3, but their goaltending has not been good. And I just asked Lindy Ruff, I said, you look back at that game, if you just would have had a good first period instead of the first period you had, you probably have a pretty good chance to win a hockey game. Because think about it. When Buffalo pulled the goalie for the extra attacker, it was only 2-1. As poorly as the Sabres played, and they were awful, it was only 2-1. Boston didn't score the empty net goal till 3 seconds were left in the game. So that was a one-goal hockey game that they could have, they scored with the goaltender pulled, could have gotten 1 or 2 points out of. So Lindy Ruff said there is a huge focus in the game plan today on the start. He's been very upset about their starts. He said, I can probably count two. And he goes, that might be being generous of where they have had good starts. And he says, that has to improve because we can't keep doing that. So it's something that is going to be a huge focus in today's game plan.
I mean, I find it fascinating. I remember, and I forgive me for comparing like a high school sport, but I do remember this. Like in high school, one time there was a basketball team we were on, and the same thing kind of happened. Good team, but always not having good starts. And I remember a coach saying, "You have to start the game in fifth gear. You can't start the game in first gear and ramp up. It's not how it works. You got to start in fifth gear, and then you start thinking, how do you do that? Do you put more into warm-ups beforehand? Do you take an energy drink? I mean, what's the secret, Paul? How do you start faster?
Well, you know what's puzzling is last year their starts were very good, and it was the second period that killed them. Remember,
yeah,
they would give up like
right.
two, three goals. Like one goal would go in, and 2 minutes later, the next one goes in, and 1 minute later, the next one goes in, and you've given up three goals in a period. So that was a major focus over the summertime with the coaching staff. They did a huge deep dive into what can we do to have better second periods as a team. Well, that's successful, but now it's the first period,
yep.
Which was good last year. So that's kind of what's puzzling to me is, how did you do it last year where you came out smoking and you would get leads and you would take a 4-0 lead on Colorado, but your second period was so bad you wound up losing the hockey game? Or you took a 3-0 lead on Colorado in Colorado and your second period was so bad you ended up losing the hockey game. And they did it a lot. It wasn't just those two games. So it's just a mindset, and it's everybody being prepared. It's being ready to play. And I'm pretty sure you agree on this. I think we've talked about this before. Yes, coaches motivate, and I understand that. But this is the National Hockey League.
Yep.
And if you need Lindy Ruff to kick you in the pants to get you going, I don't think you should be in the National Hockey League. By now, you should be a pretty good self-motivator to be able to roll. And I don't think you should need a coach to have to get you going every game. And I don't know if you agree with that, but
I agree. Yeah, I agree. The same thing in football. Steve Tasker said this very same thing on One Bills Live, and this is a former professional football player who said the same thing. He said, if you need a coach to get you motivated, get out of the league. Like, you don't belong here. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you have to have intrinsic motivation. There's a reason why you're playing this game. There's a reason why you're playing for your teammates and playing for, you know, what everything you're playing for that you're wearing the uniform for. All right.
And they need to be holding each other accountable in that room for it.
No doubt. Sabres at Bruins tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll have pregame coverage for you starting at 6 p.m. on WGR. Paul's going to be all over it at PHAM1717. Jordan Greenway, we expecting him back and making his season debut tonight?
Yeah, no, Auslan's going to go down. They haven't announced it yet, but Lindy Ruff confirmed that because he wasn't on the ice for the optional morning skate. And Noah Auslan, I've liked his defense, and Lindy will talk about it in pregame. How, you know, offensively is what he'll have to work on now. I think it will come. I think he will be a good two-way player, but I think it was good for him to come up here for a couple of games. He's not ready yet. I mean, he still needs, I think, some development in Rochester, and that's why he would be the guy going down. But even if Hellenius gets an opportunity to come up for a little while, I think that'd be great for him to see what the NHL is like in the middle of your development like that. So it's the right move, you know, to do that. So, you know, that will be the difference as far as putting Greenway in. That will open up a spot for him. He's playing center, and people think that's a little bit weird because they haven't seen him at center much. But he's played center for Lindy Ruff. He's played center for Don Granato. And he's played center when he was with the Minnesota Wild. So it's not anything foreign to him. And as Lindy Ruff told us, Josh Dunn basically is a center. When he plays in Rochester, he plays center most of the time. So he said, there is a plan B. He goes, if it's not going well and they feel they need to make a change, they can just slip Josh Dunn over to center and move Greenway over to the wing.
What about goaltending? I know the last I just heard and read from you was he wouldn't reveal his goaltender tonight. What do we expect there? Anything?
Yes, he wouldn't. But everything now, we didn't get a clue in yesterday's practice, which often we do when there are three goalies. But here, all three were out here for the optional skate. Two of them are still in front of me, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and Ellis, which obviously I think will tell us that first goaltender off the ice is Alex Lyon, and he will be in that.
Okay. Alex Lyon then will anticipate him. And then what about going forward? Do you think that this is going to be kind of the norm where you really don't know and they're just going to kind of go with one of these three guys at some point? I mean, at some point you would think decisions have to be made, but is this kind of the foreseeable future we're looking at?
Well, yeah, and Joe asked me earlier, and I actually took the same question to Lindy Ruff. I said, you're more qualified to answer it than me. And he kind of laughed. He goes, well, good, I'm glad you think I'm qualified.
Yeah.
You know, Lindy, he likes to have a little fun.
Yes.
You know, Joe's question was, is Lindy Ruff going to really work hard to get Luukkonen going? And my answer, which Lindy Ruff said is absolutely correct, is as the head coach, he has to go with the goaltender that he thinks is going to win you a hockey game that night.
Yep.
That's it. It's not getting anybody going. Remember last year when it was James Reimer, when Lindy down the stretch decided, we're going to play these games like they mean something for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And all but two games were James Reimer because he felt at the time the 37-year-old goaltender who was not part of the Sabres' future was going to give the Sabres the best chance to win. And that's what the coach's job is. He can't worry about getting a goaltender going or anything like that. You know, he said, you know, Luukkonen will get his second chance at some point, but it's going to be if he feels that's the best chance to win a hockey game at the time, that maybe Lyon is tired or maybe one of them is injured or something like that. So basically, he's going to have to wait his turn.
Paul, why has the penalty kill been so great? They're number one in the NHL, 91.18% killed, the penalty kill. I'm looking at it right now. 3 of 34 chances against they've allowed, which is really awesome.
Well, Matias Samuelsson is back. He's playing like the Matias Samuelsson we saw early in his career, and that includes killing penalties. He has such a great reach. He and Timmins aren't afraid to block shots. The forwards aren't afraid to block shots. Alex Tuch is a master at stealing the puck, getting into lanes. When players don't think he has a chance to stop them, he not only stops them, but he'll swipe the puck. Last year, if you remember, he had 6 shorthanded goals, and he already has one this year from doing things like that. So they've been better at denying the entries for teams, making them go back and do it again. And the biggest thing, it's a cliche, but it is so true, very often your best penalty killer is your goaltender.
That's right.
And Alex Lyon has done and Ellis in the one game he played have done a phenomenal job while the penalty kill is going on, making the big saves when the big saves are needed, and that's a big part of it also.
Power play settled in a little bit after a really, really rough start. Much better lately. Now 13th in the NHL, 21.88. Anything that changed after that 0-for-11 to start the year?
Well, Josh Doan. I mean, that's going to be a mistake I'm going to be making all year. He went to the number one unit, and now you've got two guys around the net that are going to be there. You know that Zucker is going to be there, and he's a very good net front presence. Doan got the power play goal the other game. It wasn't a power play, but you know, where he basically didn't get out of the zone and he waited and stood right at the net. Most of his goals are going to be within 2 feet of the net. It's just where he is going to be and where he's going to score. And I've seen them work harder to win battles. I don't think they worked hard enough to win battles, and they would lose the battle and the puck would go down the ice. And I think it's very important this year with a guy like Doan. And the second power play also has been doing pretty well. Quinn got a couple of power play goals there. Kulik, if I'm not mistaken, got one, if I'm going by memory here. And Tuch, you know, is on the power play unit also. But I think that's very important to be able to win battles so you're not always going back, having to retrieve the puck and then do your entries again.
All right, Sabres have a chance to get to 12 points tonight. That'll put them back to third place in the division. I mean, this... We've talked about it all year. This is going to be about winning. What is it? What's the goal here, Paul? It's 2 out of every 3, right? And then taking it in 10-game increments and winning 6 out of 10, right?
6 points out of 10 points. In 5 games, you have 10 points. And they did that in the second 5-game segment. They got their 6 points. They did not in the first. They only got 4. And as Lindy Ruff mentioned again, they have to make that up. He goes, there's going to have to be a segment where we get 7 or 8.
Yep.
And he goes, we had a great opportunity against Columbus and against Toronto. He goes, we left 2 points on the table. He goes, we should have won both games. We had the opportunity to win both games. And he goes, that's the thing. You cannot leave 2 points on the table. And he goes, that would have made up the 2 points they lost in the first five. So that's something that is starting to annoy him too, that they have leads late in games. They have to, you know, find ways to hold on to those leads when they've held on to them the whole game, and figure out why and not give those points away.
One of 11 games tonight, and then Saturday night, Ovechkin and the Capitals come to Buffalo. It is the Sabres and Bruins tonight at 7, pregame at 6. Our guy, Paul Hamilton, as always, his appearances on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Raylax Honda. Raylax, we got this. Thanks a lot, Paul. Enjoy it tonight. We'll be following along, buddy.
I will. Take care.
All right, that is Paul Hamilton. We will take a timeout here. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show with some final thoughts on the Bills and the Chiefs coming up on Sunday, and a little bit of the roster maneuver and movement that we'll get into very quickly here as we head towards the end of this show from Nordtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer, right here at 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. Sal Capaccio with you. We'll take a timeout here and come back and wrap up the show. Okay, Bills, Chiefs, Sunday. I said we were going to talk a little bit about the roster maneuvering, and I will get into that real quick. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You know, we'll see today what the injury report holds. The Bills will be on the practice field a little bit later today, and then we'll get a practice report, an injury report from the team, and see where things stand with Daquan Jones and Josh Palmer, which I don't think they're, you know, on track to play at this point. But, you know, we'll see if there's any change. I think the two we're watching really are Matt Prater, who had a right calf injury, limited yesterday, and Shaq Thompson, who we knew he'd be limited through a vet rest day, but then he was listed as hamstring, which was like, interesting. So those are the two we'll be watching. And then, of course, how Gabe Davis continues to get through as well, but that won't be listed or anything. He's on the practice squad. Now, that said, tonight kicks off week number 9 in the National Football League. Good Thursday night game, Ravens and Dolphins. And I say that not because of the record. I mean, combined, they're 4-11, right? But look, the Dolphins, I don't know how they did it, but they beat the heck out of the Atlanta Falcons last week, 34-10. The Ravens suddenly have some life. They beat the Bears 30-16. And even though they only have two wins, I think they might be the betting favorite to win the NFC North. I mean, because they're the Ravens and because Lamar Jackson is back. And look at the Ravens' schedule going forward, folks. Dolphins, then Vikings, then Browns, then Jets, then Bengals, then Steelers, then Bengals. I mean, they have winnable games, very winnable games. However, I will say, as much as everybody gets a little bit scared about, oh my God, here come the Ravens, they still need to fix their defense, which hasn't been very good this year overall. Even including the Bills scoring 41. They allowed 38 against Detroit, 37 against Kansas City, 44 against Houston. So that is something, I don't care if you're Lamar Jackson or not. You still have to stop people, and right now the Ravens haven't been able to do that as much this year, but last week was better. They only allowed 16. They got healthier, no doubt. That is a big part of it. So tonight is an interesting game. Here's the question, though, Joe Cali. Who should Bills fans want to win this game? Miami or Baltimore?
Oh, see, that's tough because you almost want to root for Miami in a sense. I know. That sounds like sacrilegious to say, but in all seriousness, it would help to keep Pittsburgh on top and keep them out of the playoffs. So you almost do want the Dolphins to be able to win this one. I don't think they will, personally, but you almost do want to root for them.
The Ravens are 2-5. If a loss would bring them to 2-6. They're currently the 12 seed in the AFC. 13 is Cleveland. Excuse me, at 2-6. It's also where Miami is. Miami would jump up into a 11-12 area. But Miami right now, division-wise, if you say, well, I want Miami to win, I think that might be the right call because they're still two wins back of Buffalo. There's still four losses, and the Bills have a head-to-head, right? And they play again next week.
Yeah.
I would say, though, the only thing you have to be careful of is Miami does have 10 days to get ready for the Bills next week in Miami. So, you know, the Dolphins start to kind of figure it out a little bit here, which you never know. Last week looked like they were on the right track to do that against Atlanta. They start to figure it out here a little bit. They win this game. Then suddenly, somehow, they beat Buffalo next week. Now you're talking about a much different type of looking season because look at their schedule. Washington, which I know with Jaden Daniels, they're better, but they have not been the same Commanders we thought they'd be. And then they get the Saints and the Jets after that after a bye week. So some winnable games for the Dolphins too. But, yeah, I would expect Baltimore to take care of business tonight in Miami. But I do think it's an interesting game. I do think it's a game that's for rooting purposes you could go either way on. Okay, that is week number 9, and then the rest of week number 9 we'll get to tomorrow because I'll be back tomorrow on our regularly scheduled Football Friday Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And tomorrow, Sean McDermott's going to join me for his weekly radio appearance. That should be a little after 11 a.m., I'm being told, but you never know when it happens during the 10 to 12 hours. So Sean McDermott tomorrow on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And, of course, Patrick Hammer is going to join me. We always talk weather on a Friday. And this weekend, weather, going to be really interesting because we have a bit of a rain system here, a little bit of a cold front in. How much will stay around for Sunday's game against the Kansas City Chiefs? We'll find out tomorrow with Patrick Hammer. In the meantime, Sabres live up next. Sabres take on the Bruins tonight in Boston. 6 p.m. pregame here on WGR. 7 o'clock, the puck drops. Then, of course, it's One Bills Live. Show up with the Bulldog at 3. I'll join them at 5 p.m. Have the rest of your day a great day. And, of course, come down here and say hi at Northtown Kia when you get a chance. I'll be leaving, but a great staff here can take care of you as well at 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business. business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.